Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the TMS podcast. My name is Mitchell, and I'm here with the rest of the gang.
Hello, I am Tommy.
And Steven, hello.
Hi. So today we have, an interesting episode. This is an episode that not many people, I guess, would know a lot about. We want to talk about what it's like kind of being a twin, because if you didn't know, Steven and I are identical twins. And there are some interesting things that kind of come along with that, especially with like making video and also working together is a big one because
we're not triplets. TMS is not triplets, no. Although we look remarkably similar.
We've gotten that question many, many times because Tommy does look remarkably similar, but no. Okay, so what is it like being a twin? This is something that I think is interesting because everybody who oftentimes friends and stuff, people that we meet in real life, they kind of be like, oh, it must be really awesome having a twin. That sounds like so cool. I wish I had a twin. Mm. People always say, I wish I had a twin.
I hate it when people say, I wish I had a twin. Because like if you, really, you don't.
Yeah.
It's not that great.
Having a twin is nowhere near as fun and as cool as the movies make it out to be. And B, as much as it might seem in your head, it's not nearly that cool.
After knowing you guys for, 6 years plus, you've very much convinced me that it would be the last thing I'd ever want.
Yes. I honestly probably wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Gosh, you wouldn't wish it on me, Mitch?
No, not you, Tommy. Now, the reason I say that is because people are like, oh, you always have a friend there and it must be so awesome, someone to always do something with, which is true. You do have someone who is always interested in the same thing that you are, but the issue is, you have someone who's interested in the same thing that you are all the time, and they are always there, which might sound cool, but again, they are always there. So sometimes how I explain it is you and your friend, you're like, hey, let's have a sleepover, right? And you're like, awesome, cool, great. You have a sleepover, you guys stay up all night, play video games. It's so much fun. The next day you're like, you're like, oh, I have nothing to do. You have nothing to do. Let's have a sleepover a second night in a row.
2 nights sleepover. Right?
Rookie move.
I know. And it's always, and we all know that like when you get to like the second night of the sleepover, it gets really annoying really fast because your friend is either like,
you're kind of bored of them.
You're bored of them and you're like, you've kind of done it. You guys get bored. You have nothing to do. You kind of like, you've done it all the first night. And now you kind of like, this is kind of where also like a bit of the turmoil happens and friends sometimes get into fights and things like that.
The difference there is though, if you're at someone's sleepover or your friend's sleepover, they're trying to entertain you. Mm-hmm. Where for now, it's like you live together. At this point, we're just...
your roommates.
Pretty much roommates. It's basically just as if you had a brother or a sister. But it's also, it gets a little technical because we have all the same friends just because we've grown up together, going to the same classes, doing everything the same pretty much. So it's like, it's tricky because it's not like he has different friends and I have different friends.
It's interesting because, we went to school with a lot of different sets of identical twins, and a lot of them actually don't get along very well. And they have completely different friends, they have different interests, and they really never don't even seem to like each other in a lot of the cases. But you guys have actually obviously like each other.
I was gonna say,
each other's company.
I think the biggest thing for that is Steven and I are again interested in the same things, and we did grow up doing pretty much everything together, so we have all the same, went to the same classes. And
we were in the exact same class from kindergarten to grade 6. Wow. And then as soon as it went to grade 6 or grade 7 and beyond to grade 12, we had different classes. So that was kind of nice.
How was it not being in the same class?
It's really nice.
Oh, really?
It's really freaking nice.
Yeah. But you still have the effects of having a twin because similar to Steven met Tommy in grade 7, which is when me and Steven were not in the same class. But because I am basically friends with Steven, Steven becomes friends with Tommy, and then they're like, why don't we all just become friends, right? And then
similar enough people, if I'm friends with one of you or you're friends with one person, you're probably going to get along with the other person really well as well. Not saying you're the same person, but it's similar personality, similar interests, everything. But
the funny thing is, though, is that when, say, like, I do something or Mitchell does something, you try to differentiate ourselves from each other. So it's like, oh, I don't know, try something new or do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
The problem is, since we're all interested in the same thing, they want to do it too. And it's just like, really?
Yeah.
Do you really want to do that right now? Like,
I can see that being a little bit of a contentious point.
Yeah, exactly. And also, it's a perfect segue for the other guy because, he's already doing it. Means like he's kind of like already given me the seed in my brain of I can, I'll do
and
it too.
See if it's working for him.
See if it's working. Yeah. And also, it's so much easier to do things together. Mm. Like going on your own and pioneering, like, I'm going to go start a
blog?
I'm gonna, right? Or I'm going to start a YouTube channel or whatever. I'm going to go do something on my own. The other guy is like, hey, why don't we do it together? Right? Or like, I want to do it too. Yeah. And then I mean, kind of...
In a way, though, that is almost like a... Not a superpower, but it is kind of a benefit. That one silver line to this whole situation is that you keep each other motivated. So if you want to do something, you're not going out there doing it all on your own and like boots on the ground doing it like alone, obviously.
And you have a lot of like accountability with each other. If you're both doing the same thing, it's like, oh, well, he's doing it, so I'm going to do it better.
Like, there's so many times that it's like a competition. And so it's like when you have like a workout buddy and you have like someone that holds you accountable, you're not going to skip out because they're going to think that you're lazy. So you then do it and you're like, then it keeps them going and then it keeps you going. And then it's like an endless feedback loop.
So yeah, so everything's a competition, but also everything is a competition. So you can say that for everything, but I'm just saying like, okay, Steven, we do workouts together, whatever, and we keep each other accountable, but it also turns into like, oh, maybe I'm not as fit as he is, or I'm my...
He's
like,
not. He's weak.
Hey, chill. Or I'm not like, I can't do as many pull-ups as he can, or I can't do any push-ups or whatever. It becomes a competition, right?
And it's different if it was, say, me and one of you, because we are genetically different and one of us is obviously going to be much better. But if you're twins, it's a lot more
genetically identical.
I should be on par.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Or I want to be the better one. And the other guy feels shitty because he can't do 10 pushups or 10 pull-ups when the other guy can. But compared to you, I can do 5 more pushups or pull-ups than you can.
Neither of us care because it's like, okay, obviously we're different people.
Exactly.
And we're
but it seems to matter when you're twins.
But the funny thing is that because we're genetic or pretty much we're identical. Mm-hmm. The thing is that this is kind of like one of those hidden competition things. You always want to be the better person. Like you always want to be the better at everything because that means you're the superior human.
Yeah.
And since he's identical, that would really eat him up inside. So it's like when I can do something and Mitchell can't, then it's like, oh my God, I can't do that.
But it's also one of those things where like everything you do gets compared. So
that is the worst part.
My least favorite part of being a twin, hands down, is the part where everything gets compared.
Because who's smarter? Who's stronger? Yeah. Who's faster?
We get those questions all the time from third parties, like from other people. Yeah. They always say, who's this? Who's that? Who's this? Right. As if it actually matters.
Right.
Like, who can run 100 meters faster? Does that matter? Shut up. But like, okay, sure. Steven can do it half a second faster than I can. Yeah. Does that really matter?
Are we not going to be friends now? Because he can run faster than I can?
It's questions you never ask any other two groups of friends.
Exactly. If let's say it's just me and Tommy in a room and we meet a third party, they're like, it would be so weird. The last question you ask is, who can run a faster 100 meters?
Who's quicker?
Who's quicker? Who's faster? Who's smarter?
There's also like, who's the evil twin?
We're like, what?
That's not an evil twin?
Like, I didn't know.
Or it's like, who's dumber? I'm like, okay, that's really objectifying one person. Like, I'm going to outwardly say that I'm dumber.
Yeah.
Whoever wants to say that.
Yeah. Well, that must be,
That's the
worst. Have you ever had any teachers do anything like that? Like if one of you does better and they like, oh, your brother did such and such.
I've never experienced that.
I can remember. It's more of just people, like say when we meet people, meet new people.
And it's always, I find it's always people, they try to be funny about it or they try to
think they're original.
They think they're original, which you definitely aren't because we've heard those jokes and questions 500 times already. And also, they try to be as if like they're being relatable, right? They try to ask.
I think it's the biggest thing is that they don't know what else to say.
Exactly.
And so like, this is one of those boilerplate responses of like, you see twins, this is what you ask.
This is a question that you had. You're like, it's the kind of the main question you have when you see twins is who's this, who's that? Because you think it matters.
And also it might be like pretty novel to them but for you, it's obviously like, I'm a twin. So.
This is interesting because I mean, this is going to go on a slight tangent, but if you don't know, me and Mitchell are twins, but we actually have two older brothers that are also twins as well.
Identical twins.
Identical twins.
So there are two sets of identical twins in our family.
And we're all boys. So our parents have four boys that are like all within 2 years of age.
Yeah.
The wildest thing is I remember when we were going to, I think, Disneyland or something where we're out in public and there's a lot of different people from all over the world. Yeah. And a lot of these Vietnamese cultures, I think it's also like Eastern Asia, kind of like China, Southeast Asia, that kind of area. They find that boys are very good, like they're good luck, that kind of thing. Yeah, so we've had people walk up to us and just want to like touch us, really, and like put their hand on us, because it's like, oh, we're good luck. Four boys in one family with no girls.
Oh wow,
that's apparently like a really good luck.
Right, that's and so interesting.
It's like the weirdest thing, because our parents are like, this is freaking weird.
What?
This is nuts.
This
we're,
is nuts.
We're in here in California, and these random people just want to touch us.
Well, yeah, they just want to put their hand on us and like get all this like good aura.
Good vibes.
Yeah, whatever it's
good
called. Vibes. I don't know what it is, but like it's kind of a weird thing, because it's like, I don't know. It's weird it's superstition. It's a cultural thing. Exactly. Yeah, really exactly. Anyways, it's just kind of that was a weird story.
I had one more question. This is going back quite a ways when you guys were in school, but do you regret being in the same class from say kindergarten to grade 6?
I really didn't. It wasn't something that I really took notice to. Notice it until we got older. Cause when you get older, when we're in the same class from grades kindergarten to grade 6, we're so young that we're like, yeah, he's my brother. And like, it's everything's cool, right? Yeah. Nothing sucks.
Yeah.
And then the implications only happen later once you realize you're like, frick, I shot myself in both feet. Because what happens is, because when you get older, you want to become more independent. And when you try to become more independent, but you have the same friends, it becomes extremely difficult. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was probably one of our root issues, is that from such an early age, we had the same friends.
Right.
Which means that there was no opportunity to kind of like, I don't know,
become your own person separately.
Exactly. I would have to say that even this quarantine and coronavirus has really compounded that effect, because now you can only see like a handful of people, only people that are really closest with. And then so it's
exactly. Making new friends now is not
not necessarily possible, or shouldn't be done. I'm not going to say impossible, but shouldn't be done, because you're trying to.
You're not going to the nightclub every night.
No, exactly. Okay. I'm just going to say this. Was not a clubbing person before, but I'm going to say now, I don't know why, but I miss it. I've never, even though I've been to the club maybe twice, but I miss it. I miss hating it. I don't know if that's the thing, but it's one of those things where it's like,
miss being able to do it.
That option.
I miss being able to go there and being like, this sucks. Yeah, let's go.
Stupid.
Yeah. This is so stupid.
Or the time we went to the casino and you're just like, oh my gosh, this is not for me.
But I could be like, okay, I see the appeal now. Like I could actually go there probably a handful more times right when it opens up. But after that, probably taper off to how I was before.
I'd love to go. Just go wild. When it's available. Or it's like traveling, right? You're like,
oh yeah.
Just to go on a plane. Wow.
Yeah. Well, being anywhere with a lot of people, I would kind of like that now, just because I've been with the same people for so long.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, back to
twins.
Twin things.
Yeah. Something about being a twin is that you tend to not have your own. This is kind of loops back to what we just talked about. You tend to not have your own identity. Because that's a big thing.
Shared identity.
Well, literally, because that's a big thing that you struggle with when you have a twin, is because you aren't known as Mitchell or you aren't known as Steven. Because like when I refer to Tommy, everyone knows Tommy. He's an individual guy. He is himself. But no one really refers to you or really takes knowledge of you as being your own individual person. They oftentimes, especially in school, it was really bad when people would be like, oh, it's the Kuchar twins.
Oh, the Kuchars. Yeah.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even give you guys names.
Oh, exactly. Like, yeah. And they would basically just automatically group you together, and you're always just together. Like you're always the Kuchars. You're this entity, right?
Well, do you remember the Wee Day incident?
The Wee Day incident.
Not Wee Day. Like remember there was like the school. So back in school.
Oh yes. Yes.
There was like these, there'd be these these conferences, youth conferences. There was one called Wee Day, which I think is quite popular, but,
it's like a charity.
This is grade 6. I think it was grade 6. I thought it was grade 9. Something like that.
I would think it'd be grade 6.
I think it was grade 9.
No, it was grade 6.
It doesn't really matter.
No, it was grade 9. You're right. Because it was, it wasn't Wee Day. It was C-Slick.
Oh, okay. This one.
Oh, there,
another
conference.
Another conference.
Sorry, we're getting all over the place.
Yeah, but there was this. It was the first week of grade 9, and we had these TA class, basically where we would meet with all the people before we go to all the classes.
Homeroom,
I guess, is the better term for it. But then I remember the first week of that class when it was like brand new and you didn't really know anybody in that class. Half of the class went to this C-Slick conference.
Yeah.
And it was and it turned out to be all of our friends, me and Mitchell's friends. And we were in the same homeroom somehow. I think it was because it was last
We were
name.
In like some special optional leadership class.
Yeah, we were in a leadership class, which is your homeroom. So me and Mitchell had the same homeroom.
Yeah.
And Tommy was there. And we had like all of our other friends were there too.
Eight other people
in our homeroom. And they all go to this thing. And so it's just me and Mitchell sitting there. in this classroom
with a bunch of random people we don't really know. I mean, I know them now, and it would have been fine now to hang out with them. But
anyways, the whole moral of the story was that afterwards we learned that the only reason we didn't go is because they wanted to send one of us, but not both of us. Mm. So they decided to send none of us.
Right. And they just got some other person to go instead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Which was the most infuriating thing. I'm like, just send one. It doesn't matter. Like,
right. They,
yeah. they anyway, it turns out Mitchell was going to go. Yeah, so it was going to be me.
So but, Steven's the pull-up king but, and Mitchell's but, the
exactly. But it's one of those things where we didn't tell them, oh, it's got to be both of us or none of us. They just assumed because we are a joint package, quote unquote.
Apparently we're a package.
That's what they think, that, oh, it would be unfair to send one and not the other. So they're trying to protect us when in reality you're hurting the situation because the other one wouldn't care.
Yeah.
And then it would also give me my own sense of individualism.
Exactly. Well, give both of your individualism because then you both have a different experience rather than sitting in the same homeroom waiting for everybody.
This happened also back in grade 6 with Wii Day. Because I think this is where you're getting it mixed up. Because it happened again.
This happened twice. This isn't like the first time.
No, yeah, it happened again. It was another one of these conferences where actually, because this one in grade 9 was happening in our hometown. So it was just a 1 or 2 day thing.
Yeah.
But this other one was happening in Vancouver, which is like 4 hours away, meaning you get on a bus and you go and you stay in a hotel. And it would have been this big kind of event. And it would have been kind of fun for whoever went. I think it was one of us was supposed to go, but they thought, oh, we can't send both of them. And we don't want to send one of them because that would be unfair. So it was one of those things where they decided
sucks a lot.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
So, story I have, this is a twin story, which I think is kind of interesting. Kind of highlights how sometimes novel some like twins can be to some people. Mm. I remember one day Steven and I were in Home Hardware of all places.
Okay. Oh, I remember this one. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, we were in Home Hardware. We were just getting, we were looking at like PVC pipe, I think.
I think we're making a video for something or like we're getting stuff for a video.
Yeah. But it was just Steven and I. And we find this one piece of, I think it was an end of a PVC pipe or whatever. It doesn't matter. Anyways, we go through the checkout. And as we're checking out, I'm paying. Steven's behind me because it's as it like just following because he's not buying anything. But I'm just checking out, buying the thing or whatever. And I'm just walking out of the store. And this, one of the cashiers, like literally yells across the store, and there's people in the store, and she literally yells across like four checkouts.
Yeah.
What does she say? She says like, "Are you guys twins?
Oh my god,
you guys have to be twins!" And she's like this really loud, one of those really
very
loud
extroverted person.
She's like, "You guys have to be twins. Look, it's twins! Oh my god!" And she's like freaking out, and she's like, what? And it makes it, it's so weird because it makes us feel like zoo animals.
Yeah, it's safari.
Yeah, literally everybody, because she's so fucking loud, turns their heads and starts staring at us. And I'm just minding my own damn business here, buying some PVC pipe, and this one lady is like, "There's twins over there," as if it's like the most novel thing on planet Earth. And we're like,
"It's just so insensitive.
Chill, leave us alone." Oh. Or like, it's not like not cool.
And it's not, I mean, twins are rare, but that's not.
Google a picture and you'll be satisfied.
You know, maybe he's the world's tallest man. Still not very nice to him, but I could get it if you're like, "Whoa, he's 8 feet tall." Like that's.
But even
still
then,
sucks.
Even then,
that's more rare
sucks.
Than seeing twins.
That's what I'm just saying for the rarity of it.
But like, also, even
insane.
Then, if you see the world's tallest man, you aren't. That's the world's tallest man. Or exactly. Look at how tall that guy is. You would be, say, whispering to your friend, and be like, "Oh my god, oh my god, look at that guy. He's so tall.
He's so tall."
Right. Right. And then that's it. That's kind of where it would end. It's just this one lady thought it was inappropriate to just yell across the room.
I have to. Can you guys say that the one, the drawing twin story while we're on twin stories here?
Oh, right. This is a classic one.
It's crazy.
This is back in grade three. We were in French class and we were given an assignment to, I forget what it was. We were given this assignment to draw something, any picture of anything, and then label each little item in French.
Yeah, and I think we had to draw a scene. I think the only criteria was you had to draw some sort of scene.
Yeah.
So anyways, like a landscape or some city landscape or some sort of
whatever
scene.
Whatever you want.
And then so it has objects in it that you can label.
We were in different parts of the classroom. I think we were actually at different ends of the classroom, just how it worked out. But then at the end of the class, when we were handing it in, it turns out me and Mitchell drew the exact same thing. We both drew a scene where it was kind of like a bridge going across this kind of like valley of like this water, the stream, what lake?
Yeah.
And there was like a limousine on the bridge. It was a red bridge. There's an octopus in the water, fish, and there was like a few other things, but we did not see.
And a plane in the sky.
And a plane in the sky. And we labeled the exact same thing. And we literally drew the exact same thing with the exact same items.
That's crazy.
And it got to the point because the French teacher was actually friends with our mom. And so she was like, you got to see this. This is the wildest thing ever. Like they drew the exact same thing and they were not even anywhere close to each other.
Oh, yeah. I was like, that was weird.
Did you obviously you didn't feel anything. You guys were both just
No. You're just going out of my own business and drawing a little picture.
You weren't doing a little like,
No. That's another thing that people think with twins is like, we get a question. We've got the dumbest questions on planet Earth being a twin. But people ask like, do you have twin telepathy? Mm. Do you have this? If I punch him, will you feel it? Oh, right? That is I've literally had the question. Well, if you wake up in the morning and look in the mirror, do you forget who you are? Do you forget who you are when you look in the mirror? Same thing. Are you
severe brain injury?
Yeah. Like I look in the mirror. That's Steve. You think that I look in the mirror and think that's Steven and not me.
Hold on a minute. Let me think.
Like that's a tough one. Like we've had the dumbest, and I'm thinking, do you guys not think this is ridiculous? Why would you? Why would you even assume that that's even possible? And okay. This whole twin telepathy thing, there are instances. Okay, another story here. Steven and I were in the same grade one class, and our grade one teacher was also friends with our mom.
Well, I'm just going to go on the record and say that twin telepathy, as far as I know, with my 21 years of experience with being a twin, doesn't exist.
Yes.
But there is a fear. There is a few circumstances and situations where it kind of seems like
you might have just been thinking the same thing.
Well, here, I have a theory of why it might think that people might think and it might seem like.
Okay.
Twin telepathy theory.
Yes. But I'm going to tell the story first. Okay. So we were in grade one, same class. The teacher we had for grade one also happens to turn out to be friends with our mom.
It was a small elementary school.
Yeah. Our mom
and also, we were twins and the teachers,
when you have twins in the same class, you tend to kind of like, I don't know.
And your older brothers were in the same
school. And our older brothers were in the same school who had just gone through the same system before.
You get to know the teachers.
You get to know the teachers and the parents or whatever. Yeah. Anyways, so in the same grade one class, and then Steven wasn't doing I wasn't doing my work or something. And then the teacher was like, okay, well, I'm just going to take you out of the class, go put you in another classroom. I know I was getting reprimanded here, but I'm going to take you out of the class and then just put you in like a silent room somewhere else. And then you can do your work there. Right. Cause I wasn't focusing or whatever it was. Right. And we're six at the time. Yeah. So anyways, I guess I go there. I don't remember this at all, but this is what our mom said. This is a story that our mom has told us. But she said, because the teacher told her anyways, I was in the other room. And then, Steven, I guess goes up to the teacher and says, hey, Mitchell, he's crying. He's not happy right now. He's hungry. What? Right? Something like this information. And she's like, what?
Yeah,
what are you talking about? Whatever. Sure enough, she goes into the classroom where I was separated. And there I am crying because I was hungry.
Oh my
God. And I guess they gave me something to eat and I was fine after and I finished my work and everything was good.
What?
Right? Yeah. So it was one of those things where, twin telepathy is real. Now my theory of what twin, again, I have to agree with Steven. As far as I know, twin telepathy does not exist. The only reason that I think it might seem like it exists is just because Steven and I are together all the time. Mm. So it's like, and we become extremely good friends with each other and like have this bond that no one else really has. And it's just, I think it's just a product of just knowing the other person so well that, you know,
could it also be that since we've lived together, we eat at the same times, we eat the same amount.
We eat the same things.
So if I'm hungry, I can probably assume that Mitchell is hungry too.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just a theory.
And it's one of those things, especially when you're younger, like everything's a schedule, right? Yeah. You wake up in the morning, you both have the same thing for breakfast. You both go to school. You both do the same thing. And it's one of those things where, and we're both like in the same gym class, you're running at the same time, doing exercise. And it's all those things where it's like, I just think it's a matter of you having such a strong bond with the other person and knowing them so well that you know what they're thinking, what they're going to like. And like, it's one of those things where if you and your, like say older sibling, let's say 2 years older, did everything the exact same, you would probably still have the same effects of twin telepathy, but there's no spiritual and magical thing there that's connecting you to like, no.
Well, you might be picking up on like a subtle nuance that no one else
subtle
would
cues.
Ever see, but exactly. You just know him so well, it's like subconscious.
Like even now, I can tell when Steven's thinking some things and like what.
Yeah, no, it's you're like, oh, I know you were Bobo gonna say this, and I'm like, what?
Yeah,
what? Have you seen those TikToks where it's like I can guess your responses? So like these couples. They're like, they say something like, hey, how do I look? And then they guess the exact response of what they're about to say.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of funny. That's like, we could probably do the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so there is sometimes when you'll know exactly what the other person's thinking or going. It's like, well, I was not thinking they were thinking that at all. Like,
the only reason that happens is because you just know the person so well. It's not
twin telepathy.
We'll spend 20 years with the same, any person.
Yeah.
And
you'll
probably get to that point as well.
And if you think about our time and time that we've spent together, like Steven and I have probably been together physically within I'd say about 50 meters of each other for probably I'd say 20.5 out of 21 years of our life. So basically everything,
probably 98%.
98% of our life, crazy. We've probably been within 50 meters of each other at all times.
That's insane.
Exactly. And it's one of those things where up until 2015, so we were 15 at the time.
Yeah.
Steven and I had not spent any night apart from each other, period.
Wow.
That sounds so...
It sounds so weird and so culty, but it's not weird. It's just how it happened, right? And it's one of those things where the only reason it happened, though, is because we were skiing and we were staying up at Big White, which is the local ski hill here, and Mitchell broke his collarbone.
Yeah. Oh, right.
And so he had to go down and then go to the hospital. I stayed up at Big White and slept over there because we were staying at a cabin.
Yeah,
staying at his cabin. And so Mitchell slept at home. I slept
at
there.
So that was the furthest distance we'd ever been apart when we'd gone to,
it at the time?
Yeah, I think I kind of recognized it at the time, but I was thinking this is the first time that I've ever gone to sleep where Steven is more than 20 feet away from me.
Wow.
Which is just weird to think.
Did you sleep okay?
I slept fine. It was a little weird.
It's honestly better.
It was one of those things where I was like, because me and Steven and I also share a room. That's, again, just how it kind of works out.
Our house is only so big.
House is only so big.
Just like having a roommate.
Yeah, exactly. So Steven and I share a room and laying in bed there. Normally I'd get in bed first and then Steven would come in and turn the light off. And I remember that night I got into bed first and I was like, shit, the light's still on. Oh. I have to be the one who gets up and turns off because Steven isn't coming in here
to
turn it off.
That's like a movie.
I know. I remember consciously thinking about that. I was like, this is one of those things that I would never notice until it actually happened.
No, I didn't give it a second thought. I was like, oh, this is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, I slept fine or whatever. Yeah. And then since then we've spent, I've slept on the other side of the world and Steven had, like, we've separated since then, but it was weird up until like 15 years of age. Yeah, we had not spent more than 20 feet away from each other when we've gone to bed at night.
That's crazy. Okay. Yeah. I have to ask you twin related question. There was a set, these two girls, identical twins in our high school would also dress identical.
Yes.
They'd wear like the same article. Like they wear these, I'm not going to say because I want to identify, but they'd wear very unique clothes, exactly the same. They'd walk down the hallways with like wired headphones, but one is in each of their ears.
Yeah. So they're listening to the same thing.
What do you guys think of that?
I just think
weird.
That is so weird. Yeah. It's funny because back in like when we were younger, back around September time, when you're buying new clothes to go to school, like back to school shopping, that kind of thing. There'd be the times when we go shopping together and then our mom's like, oh, you can go pick out two shirts and or three shirts or whatever.
Your parents buy
and the thing is that there's like this, when you have a twin, there's like this hidden kind of rule or kind of this hidden, like, or at least this is a thing that Steven and I have come up with. I don't know if other twins
It's one of those
this.
Things where it's like, as soon as you find a shirt that you like, because you know that the other person's probably gonna like it too, you grab that shirt and you hang on to it. And the first person to find that shirt is the one who gets to have first dibs over whether
it's one of those things where it's first come, first serve for things in the
whenever
store.
Whenever we go to a store, it's literally a like walk sprint or like basically a speed walk.
A race
to the like shirt section to go, and then you go through the shirts as fast as you can.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128 just kind of like, you just grab and you just so basically get a pile of shirts of things that, and then you, once you kind of claim them all yeah. as your own, then you go through and you sort through them and be like, okay, I actually want this one. I don't want this one. And it's, and like Steven and I consciously make an effort to not wear the same things.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where we like don't buy the same clothes. We don't do this. I mean, that is an extreme case. And I'm seeing that. I'm like,
Well, have you guys ever like, I mean, there's some basic things, like say you wore blue jeans and like a black t-shirt. Have you done that before by accident? Or will you go and change?
We've done it by accident, but if we notice it, we will change.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. No, but it's also one of those things where it's not like if I buy a blue shirt, Mitchell can never buy a blue shirt. It just can't be the exact same shirt.
And you wouldn't want to, I mean, okay, everyone's going to ask you this, so I'll ask for everybody listening. Do you ever share your clothes?
No, absolutely not. That's a big like girls thing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I can share my closet. Exactly. That's something that I hear all the time when a girl's like, I wish I had a twin because then I would have twice the amount of clothes. No, you'd have half the amount of clothes and you'd have to share them.
Yeah. Or you'd have
as many options.
Yeah, half as many options, right? Well, okay. Because the other person claimed half the options.
There's probably a distinction here between boys and girls. Because for boys, it's like they don't want to share clothes, but girls, they're going to share clothes with their friend. And this
I mean,
that.
If I borrow your clothes, it's a little weird.
Right? It's just not really part of our relationship.
Exactly.
If you had to borrow it, whatever. But yeah, it's not something we do normally.
No, yeah. They, oh my God, that's such a cute top. Let me borrow that.
No,
right?
Never.
No, it never happened. But girls do that all the time.
Right.
Yeah, so I think it would be different because I think they would be a little bit more, it's also a little bit more socially acceptable if they're like sharing clothes and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
For us, it'd just be weird.
Yeah, just kind of. Yeah, I mean, if I borrow your clothes, it might be come off as a little, in like, I don't know.
Hey, can I borrow your pants? Like,
yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah, we just don't do it. Yeah.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's something like having a twin sucks, sure. But something that I think would be the on the opposite side of the spectrum would be like the one of the best things in the world is being twins, but you're a boy and girl twin.
Right? I have some friends.
You have some friends who are like that, which I always thought being a twin, that would be the best thing ever.
The best situation if you had to have a twin.
Yeah.
Yes.
They get along really well. I think they enjoy it. Like
exactly.
Yeah, they're doing extremely well.
Yeah, so. Exactly. They enjoy it because the fact that they are different genders means that they have different friends. They have different lives. They have different expectations from each other. They are not compared to each other.
Nope.
Right? But the advantage is that they are the same age and they kind of get along with each other and they can do things together.
Exactly.
Right. And it's not like, oh, my brother's 7 years older than me. It'd be weird if we, I don't know
what they do. Like they're like into partying a bit and stuff like that. But like, they'll like say the guy will go and make a bunch of friends and then the girl will make a bunch of friends. And then they'll bring both of their friend groups together. So like it works in their advantage.
Exactly.
For a lot of
so
like
that's a situation that I think would be really cool and really awesome is because you have your own individualism, but you do have the advantages of being a twin where you have someone there, you have someone the same age, you can relate to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And no one would know unless you told them.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Or if they see you in the same class or whatever it's going to be. So yeah, that's something that I think would be kind of cool.
Now something I'd like to kind of press like, touch on would be like the benefits because there is a few. I mean, you get dealt this hand, but there is a few benefits that come to it.
We kind of shit all over being a twin, but
there is a few benefits. One of the most notable ones is school.
Yeah, especially this online world that we're in now. Is tests the easiest thing?
Hopefully, none of my professors.
Yeah, careful.
Hey, if you're a professor of mine, please turn it off now.
I'm not going to name which classes or where it was. Yeah. You can't prove anything. But there has
this
been,
is all hypothetical.
All hypothetical, exactly.
Yeah, but if there has been, I would say more times than not that we have both cheat on tests using each other.
Well, the biggest thing is that you can do tests twice as fast because when they do a test and the questions are in the exact same order, in the exact same questions, and they're multiple choice, I start at the end, Mitchell starts at the beginning, we meet in the middle, compare answers after that. We do the test in half the time, and then half the time
you're getting your answers all double checked.
Exactly. And what we'll do is let's say we know that every single one is correct. Well, each of us will go in and maybe choose one of them, a different one wrong, right?
Yeah.
So that the teacher looks at this and isn't like, okay, this is so obvious. But
we've learned how to dance around the whole.
Exactly. So I don't recommend cheating, but I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only one who does it.
No, exactly.
I mean, in this, with online school and stuff, it's like,
hey, you've earned it for having to be a twin.
Yeah, exactly.
All this hard work pays off.
Yeah, I mean, there's an instance where this actually happened last semester.
I don't want you to talk about that.
Why?
That one's too incriminating.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
They're not listening.
You don't know that.
We'll leave it there.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to get into the story because Steven says
if you really want to hear it, let us know. We'll try to find a way to tell it. But I really don't want to say that one right now. It's a little fresh. It's 3 years last semester.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
Good point.
You actually never know what these things. Like someone's kid could be like, oh
exactly.
Oh. My mom's your professor. Oh, really?
Oh my gosh.
Interesting. Anyways. Okay. Well, this is another one. This happened a long time ago. I'd say last year. Not a long time ago. I mean, it sounds like it happened years ago.
Long time ago.
This happened last year. We did a final exam. This is when things just went online.
Yeah.
And we did a final exam
for this class. And it turns out that every single one of these, like, so the teacher was, did things a little bit differently, especially because I was online and he was new to the whole thing. This entire test was multiple choice. It was 60 questions long. And it turns out that the teacher released the entire test bank and all the answers before the test for us to study.
Wait, like the actual
test bank? The actual test bank. Like, it was literally, the test was 60 questions long.
Yeah.
He released a test bank of 120 questions and said, oh, study this, right? And we're like, oh, okay. And then I studied that. What I did is I just downloaded the entire thing. It was all PDF. PDF searchable too. And what happens is the entire test, every single one of these multiple choice questions that was on the test was in this test bank. And the way he kind of phrased it was like, oh, study this, but I'm going to remove it from the website when the test goes live.
Remove?
Thinking we can't download.
Right click, save as.
Yeah. What?
Exactly.
That's honestly his own fault for just being that oblivious to that.
I would be so surprised if everyone in the class did not get like 100% of the test. Well, and then the thing is that you ace the test. Well, this is a 2 hour long exam. We have an hour and a half left because you finished the first thing.
Well, yeah.
Okay. So Steven's kind of jumping ahead of my story here. Another downside of being a twin is he likes to finish my stories.
Hey.
Anyways, so we do this test and what you can do is control F and search the question.
Oh, gosh.
And what we do is we search the questions. Again, another advantage of having a twin is Steven starts at the bottom.
Twice as quick here.
Yeah. Steven starts at the bottom with the same test bank. I start at the top. We each do 30 questions, meet in the middle. And then we're like, okay, cool, we're done. We finished the test in 10 minutes. We had 3 hours or 2.5 hours to do it. God. So we were literally, I literally went for dinner after.
Oh, you don't want to hand it in right away.
No, that's really incriminating. So I went for dinner after, ate my dinner, came back, submitted it with 10 minutes to spare. And it was super quick. It was even quicker because Steven was there.
Wow.
Right? And we were in the same class and did the same test. And it was, it was pretty interesting.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a few things. I mean, I would say there's more negatives than there is positives because it really doesn't help you.
Yeah, other than the school.
Other than the school thing. But anyways,
I mean, if you want to have a twin, not like you can change it now, but...
I'll go out and buy one after this.
Yeah, exactly. But it's one of those things that, like, I wouldn't recommend. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have... If you're a twin out there, maybe you have completely different experience. This is just my experience of being a twin also.
What if you had kids and you had identical twins?
Well, okay, funny thing is, if we married twins as well and then had kids, our children would be genetically identical to each other.
Oh, whoa.
Even after you get like the second layer down of like hair, like
that's crazy.
Yeah. They technically, even though they were born from different people, our kids would be twins, theoretically twins with each other because they're genetically identical.
That's great. Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys gonna do that?
No.
If there's any identical twins out there?
Yeah. Please. Yeah. I mean, unless you're really nice, don't hit me up. Actually, I'm not single, so it doesn't matter to me. Hit Steven up and maybe we can create one of these genetically identical people.
Yeah. Wow. Anyways.
All right.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This is kind of like a look into our relationship, I guess you would call it. I don't know.
Relationship.
Well, our life.
Our life.
Yeah. Look into the relationship of having a twin. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, I guess you could.
I have to say the funniest comment I see is when people on TMS videos think that you guys like cloned yourself the entire video.
We've gotten quite a few comments.
Like the amount of work.
Every single shot is cloned.
I was going to bring that up earlier. I just remembered that.
Yeah. But. Wait, did we get into what it's like for you to be friends with having...
I can say it in like 1 minute.
I don't know. Go brush. We have a bit of time.
What's it like?
Yeah. What is it like being friends with people who are twins?
I mean, in my case, it's just...
Or especially working with...
Working well for but the friend thing, it's because I'm friends with both of you. It's just like hanging out with two people, but it doesn't feel like it does kind of feel like hanging out with one person. Because if it was like I was gonna hang out with two, I'm sorry, I just mean this as in like if I was hanging out with two different people, like two of my other friends that are not twins, it would be like, oh, everyone's coming from a different spot, we're meeting up, everyone has different time schedules, whatever. But hanging out with you guys. Yes, you're obviously two different people, but it's like you're going to be in the same house. We're going to do the same thing. So it's a little different. So it's a unique friendship in that way, which is honestly nice. And then working with, it's nice because you guys aren't like, you'll usually be on board because there's like a three person dynamic, like you'll be on board with like a bigger decision. You'd usually think along the same lines, but if it's a small creative decision, it's nice because you're both your own person, obviously, and you both have different tastes and styles and things like that. So usually it'll be like Steven agrees with me and Mitchell doesn't agree with this.
Well, there's been so many times that me and Mitchell are like arguing about this one tiny thing. Yeah, yes. And then I'm just and then we literally like, Tommy, what do you think? And he goes with me or you. And, I'm like, ha.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. Aha. Yeah. The one thing is like, because you're brothers and because you're twins and you have such a close bond, you guys will talk to each other like no two friends would.
Yeah.
Without like burning bridges.
Well, okay. Yeah. So something about being a twin, and especially this is a right with being a twin, is pretty much like I can say whatever I want on planet Earth to Steven, and I know that it's probably not going to phase him.
Right.
Yeah. And he's probably going to be fine after. Like, there has been, I would say, there has been many, many, many arguments, and in those
very
arguments,
colorful discussions,
and it gets heated fast, and it's one of those things where I will like I'll just like cuss Steven out, and I'll like basically just rip him a new one, and then he'll do the same back to me, and then in 20 minutes everything's cool, right?
It's so interesting because if I'm watching that, I'm like, oh my god, like this is so intense. Well, like this, if this happened between any of my other friends, like,
it's one of those things.
Because I did it with someone else outside, I'm like, oh my god, this isn't good at all.
Yeah, like if you did that with someone else, if I did that to someone else who wasn't my or who was a friend but not my brother or my twin. It would be one of those things. Oh, it would be extreme. And it would be one of those things where you'd lose your friend over it.
Well, the funny thing is that we get into these arguments and we start doing this. Yeah. There's been a few times Tommy's been around when I'm like, what the F, Mitchell? And then we just get into this argument.
Yeah.
And then the funny thing is, Tommy will just go really quiet.
I'm like, this is so awkward for me because I'm in the middle of a family argument.
I know.
And I'm like, okay, we're just trying to make a video. But I totally get it. It's fine. I understand the dynamic. But I remember the first couple times it happens, I was what?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, especially with new friends.
Yeah.
Like, if it happens, they oftentimes get a little bit spooked.
I bet
even though after we'll be like, 10 minutes later, we're totally cool with each other. And we're like, it's fine. And they'll be like, they'll kind of be like, wait, what the fuck just happened back there?
Are you guys still good?
Yeah. No, it still happens for me.
They probably think they're witnessing like a monumental family moment. We're literally tearing the family apart in front of their eyes.
Yeah.
It's like, no, this happens like every week.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like, oh my God, what's going on?
That's my experience. Honestly, it's nice though. You have two people, you have two different, it's just like hanging out with two friends, obviously. And it's cool because I definitely have different relationships with, like, we all are similar, but I'll have like a different relationship with Mitch than I will with Steven. Like I can hang out with either of them individually just fine. We can all hang out all together. We can all hang out in a big friend group. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's honestly nice, and it's not any different, real, other than like the uniqueness of it. But it's not really that different than hanging out with two of my other friends. Like,
Anyways, Steven, are you okay over there? I'm like choking on my water. Okay, that's pretty much where I'd like to end it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good discussion.
Solid little episode there.
If you guys have any twin questions, we'll answer them. Why not? Yeah. Send them in the voice message in the Anchor app.
Yeah.
Leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts as well as every other podcast app. It really helps us out. Other than that, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure you go follow us on all of our other social medias. And we'll see you guys in the next podcast.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.